Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. The Church's teaching is open to all who seek truth, believers and non-believers. This was Pope Benedict XVI's message today as he met with participants in the plenary assembly of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Emer McCarthy has this report.
In his lengthy address, the Pope touched on the contribution that the Christian faith can offer in the field of bioethics, and he reiterated that the first commitment of St. Peter's successor is to preserve the unity of the faithful.
Confermare I fratelli nella fede, tenendoli uniti.
The Holy Father said the successor, St. Peter, is the primary keeper and defender of faith. However, he said, the Pope and the Church want to contribute to the formation of the conscience of every individual, not only of believers. The Pope recalled that his ministry is primarily at the service of unity and that the Bishop of Rome is called to obey the faith so Christ's truth continues to shine for all men.
La fedele adesione di questi gruppi alla verità.
Hence the hope that outstanding doctrinal issues that remain to be resolved for the Fraternity of St. Pius X to achieve full communion with the Church will be overcome. The Holy Father also welcomed the Dicastery's commitment in favour of the full integration of groups and individual Anglican faithful into the Catholic Church. On this point, he stressed that the faithful adherence to the truth of these groups received from Christ and proposed by the teaching of the Church is not in any way contrary to the ecumenical movement. Rather, he said, it shows its ultimate goal, which is to achieve full and visible communion of the disciples of Christ.
In tal modo, il Magistero della Chiesa intende offrire il proprio contributo alla formazione della coscienza.
The Pope also recalled the contribution made by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith to the field of bioethics. On the sensitive and topical issues of procreation and manipulation of embryos, he noted the respect due to every human being at every moment of his or her life. Church teaching, he said, intends to make its own contribution to the formation of conscience on this issue, not only of believers but of those who seek the truth and want to listen to arguments that are drawn from faith and at the same time also from reason.
Di fronte a tale atteggiamento che tende a sostituire la verità con il consenso, fragile e facilmente manipolabile.
Pope Benedict said that this is also in response to a widespread mentality in today's society that faith is an obstacle to freedom and scientific research, that it consists of a list of prejudices that vitiate the objective understanding of reality. Faced with this attitude, which tends to replace truth with a fragile and easily manipulated consensus, the Christian faith provides a truthful contribution to the ethical philosophical sphere. He said it does not provide ready-made solutions to specific problems, such as research and biomedical experimentation. Instead, it proposes reliable moral perspectives within which human reason can investigate and find viable solutions. And that, he said, is because certain contents of Christian revelation sheds light on bioethical issues, on the person's social and relational dimension, and even the connection between the unitive and procreative aspect of sexuality, the centrality of the family based on marriage between a man and a woman.
Questi contenuti scritti nel cuore dell'uomo.
All of this, Pope Benedict said, written in the human heart, is also rationally understood as part of natural moral law and is welcomed even by those who do not identify themselves with the Christian faith. Natural moral law, he warned, is not exclusively or predominantly confessional. This law, inscribed in the heart of every man, concluded Pope Benedict, touches one of the crucial issues of reflection on law itself and thus challenges the conscience and the responsibility of all legislators. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.